Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Business Solutions training call this beautiful Monday morning, December 23rd, 2019. And first of all, Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you're all set for an incredible holiday. Middle of the week kind of throws things off, but it's an exciting time of year. It's my favorite time of year to get together with friends and family and celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And I just appreciate so much all of you joining us on the call this morning. This is almost our final call of 2019. We'll have one final call for our team next Monday morning. And we'll be really talking about goal setting and kind of planning to get into the new year, which will happen in just a couple days after that. I'm so excited right now. I've spent several hours last week setting up my goals for 2020. I take that very seriously because you're planning a whole year. Unfortunately, some people spend more time planning a summer vacation than they do planning their life. And I take goal setting very seriously. I spend a lot of time. I look at my goals in different areas and focus on that. I might come back and talk about that here in a little bit. But I hope you're taking some time during the holidays to plan out your 2020, to plan out. This is the big year. This is a cool year. It's the perfect vision year, and it's a year of ring earners in our team. One of our big focuses, as we talked about at our Success Academy just a week ago, was to really increase the number of executive directors and ultimately get more ring earners on our team. 2020 doesn't go with the year of the ring or anything, but it is going to be the year of producing ring earners, and I think through Business Solutions, what we're talking about on this call will be a very significant part of that. We've been very successful in the past of creating many dozens and dozens of ring earners, people that are earning at least $100,000 a year or more in Business Solutions, and we just want to really double up on that in 2020 and really find more people. So we have a huge recruiting initiative that we're going to be launching in January, finding Business Solution people as well as supporting those that we have even better than we do now, just boosting up our training, boosting up our field training program, and a support to our team to help you go out there and be all that you can be in this Legal Shield business. I want to take the call to Boston this morning, the Tea Party City. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner joining us this morning. Good morning, Jim. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Last week when we spoke, you were still hanging around in Tennessee and Kentucky visiting with your team, Adam and Alicia Thompson, $200,000 earners up in Kentucky. And I know that you've made it home now. I believe you have. You might be staying in my basement. I don't know if you're still here or not. But it's good to have you on the call this morning. I know you've got a few things that you're going to share with us.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Mr. Richards. Good morning to all of the Success team. I am back in the Boston area, and we had just such a phenomenal time in Cookeville, Tennessee. I was just saying to my wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, I was just saying, you know, a week ago today, we weren't even home. We're talking about all of the preparations. You know, we have an open house here on Christmas Eve. Many of you have been to our home. Our home is essentially next door to our church, which is great for our community. And so we host an open house for our family and friends and associates. And if you're in the area, please reach out to me. Or just, you don't even have to RSVP. Just come on by. There'll be plenty of food, drink, and celebration, both at our home as well as at the church next door. So, but I did want to have a moment to spend a few seconds with everybody as we're coming into the Christmas season. I'm so grateful that Mr. Richards was talking about goal setting, and we are going to talk about setting goals and visualizing those goals, especially next week on the call. You're going to hear more about that. But I wanted to remind everybody, because usually you hear from me on Thursday evenings on our Success Team Leadership Call, and this Thursday, because of the Christmas season, we're not going to be having a call this Thursday. So we won't be coming back together on the Thursday evening calls until the calendar turns over to the new year and the new decade, 2020. So we'll remind you again about that next Monday morning on our B2B support call, but I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there. And we do have a new time for that. Same phone number you dialed in this morning, but a new time for our Success Team leadership call, where we teach all of you that are interested, you're all invited, we teach you leadership and team building skills so that you can go out and really position yourself as a broker to have an army of professionals across the United States and Canada, and to have those people producing, being professionals that produce, whether that be sitting down and having a cup of coffee somewhere with a friend or a coworker or somebody from their church or somebody that they met, and explaining, doing a presentation for our incredible Legal Shield and ID Shield products, maybe going to companies, talking to the business owner about our small business plans, getting in front of the employees of that company and rolling out Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit, all of the different facets of our business, and then to be able to have a diverse organization of professionals. We talked about that in Cookeville, Tennessee. And by the way, as I'm talking about that, I hope that you get a chance to absorb all of those training videos that we've recorded the event, so that those that could not be with us in Cookeville, Tennessee, will be able to experience the information. You can't really get everything that happened in Cookeville, Tennessee, but you can get the information. And we recorded the event. We had a camera in the back of the room so that you can catch up with what you missed by not being with us. Or if you were with us, those were the people that were the most anxious. The ones that were there were the most anxious to get access to the video. And for everybody, the videos are now available on your Success Team back office. Just go to successteamworld.com, log in, and you'll see that in your back office under recruiting resources. And you can access those really from anywhere you have an internet connection. I also wanted to mention, when we think about 2020, I don't know how we could talk about the year to come and the decade to come without talking about the International Convention in Dallas, Texas, because that is just going to be a phenomenal event. I mean, I think about all of the incredible international conventions that I've been a part of over the last now 15 years in this incredible business called Legal Shield. There will be nothing bigger than this event. And headlined by Dr. Eric Thomas, who is a phenomenal author, speaker, coach, international trainer. If that was the whole event, if we were all going to Dallas, Texas just to hear from Eric Thomas, it would be worth it. People do that. People travel by car and plane and train and bus to see and hear and experience Eric Thomas live. But in addition to that incredible keynote, you're going to be hearing from the CEO of Legal Shield, Mr. Jeff Bell. You're going to be hearing from our executive leadership, Mr. Darnell Self, $1 million per year income earner. Brian Carruthers, $1 million plus per year income earner, a number one income earner in the whole company. All live from the stage, and then many people from all walks of life and all focuses in the Legal Shield world training from that main stage. It's going to be an incredible event, and of course, it will be the largest gathering of our Success Team in our company, in our organization's 25-year history. There will be more of us under one roof at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center on April 2nd through 5th in Dallas, Texas, than ever before. It's going to be Success Team's largest family reunion, that's for sure. So we know we have a lot of folks that are brand new, and maybe you haven't registered. Maybe you're hearing about the Dallas International Convention for the very first time. All you have to do to register for this event and get your seats and get locked in so that you have your seats for the event, just go and register in your Success Team back office. Again, log in at successteamworld.com, and you'll see a calendar icon in your toolbar. Click on that calendar icon, and it will be right there in front of you where you can register for this event. And we'll be talking more about this, of course, as we wrap up the year 2019. But I just think, as I turn the call back over to you, Mr. Riches, when I think about goal setting has changed my life. And focusing on, training on goal setting has changed the entire shape of my business and the individuals in that business. And I just think about some of the quotes that I have here in my office, like from Andrew Carnegie. It says, if you want to be happy, set a goal that commands your thoughts, liberates your energy, and inspires your hope. I love being surrounded by these reminders that you get what you want, not by accident, but by setting intentional purposes around it. Pablo Picasso says, our goals can only be reached through a vehicle of a plan. in which we must fervently believe and upon which we must vigorously act. There is no other route to success. Earl Nightingale says success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal or idea. And I just think about all of the ways that my life has been transformed over the last decade and will continue to transform in the 2020s because of goal setting. And as I said in Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Riches, I started the decade we're in right now. I had never been on a performance club trip. And yet in this decade, I have traveled the world, walked the beaches of the world, thanks to Legal Shield, with some of my best friends and business partners. I had never been an executive director or a six-figure income earner in my life when this decade started. And I've spent the majority of this decade as a six-figure income earner, an executive director, and now a millionaire club member. I wasn't a husband. I wasn't a father. I could go on and on. I didn't have the relationships, the friendships that came from this business when the decade started. And so to acknowledge that that time would have went by either way, yet I could have easily stayed in what was my comfort zone of pain, of my comfort zone of lack, but because of this incredible business, your leadership, the mentorship of all of the success team leaders that came before me, breathing and inspiring into me, that as this decade went by, I could radically change my entire life. And because of that, we certainly have. And the only thing I can do, I certainly can't pay that back, Mr. Riches, but I will absolutely use all of my energy to pay it forward and remind all of the folks that are coming up now in our incredible organization that all you have to do is focus, have goals, have belief, and then reach out to your mentors and leaders that want to help you along the way. And I am excited to be a part of everyone's journey as they launch into a new decade and also as they finish what we started here in 2019 in the next several days. Mr. Riches, thank you so much for having me on the call. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I'll turn the time back over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. Congratulations on all your success. And it has been an amazing decade when you think about it and all the things that have happened in your life and all of our lives. I want you to add one thing when you're talking about, you know, walking the beaches of the world. You also might mention snowmobiling the glaciers of the world, because one of my highlights for this last decade was being in Iceland with you and Danielle and up there snowmobiling up on the glaciers and just seeing the northern lights and just all the amazing things that this business allows us to do. And I just want to reemphasize, every person on this call is invited to these events. These are not exclusive events. They're exclusive for people that achieve certain things, but any of us can achieve those things. And I just want to, I remember vividly in Punta Cana, I think it was, maybe Cancun, but Harlan Stonecipher standing out there on the pavilion, and there was about 800 people sitting there for a welcome dinner. And Harlan stood in front of, had a microphone, he said, you know, we invited everyone, and you're the ones that showed up. And I just really think that's so true. Everyone's invited on every trip. It's not an elite-type group. We want everyone there. He said we would have got a bigger place if more people qualified for the trip, and it's not hard to qualify for them. And I just challenge you to, and it's all part of setting goals. It's all part of, you know, being serious about your life and being serious about your business. I also want to mention, you mentioned the playbacks of the Success Academy. I hope you take that serious and listen to those over the holiday. One of my favorite training segments was by your wife, Dr. Daniel Russo, Radical Empowerment for Business Owners. In fact, of all the training segments, that one has probably got the most feedback and positive comments and just had a big impact on people. And so be sure to, again, listen to all of them. It's right under your team building section. It's called the Success Academy 2019, a day and a half of powerful information on building a successful Legal Shield organization. But what Dr. Daniel Russo spoke about was really just empowering yourself and empowering your life. and some really just whole down-to-earth, powerful concepts that she taught that I appreciated. I took a ton of notes, and it was great. We're having a little technical difficulty with Krist Offenberg in California this morning. She's up and ready, but we're having a hard time getting her on the call, so we're working on that. She's our newest $400,000 income earner. But I'd like to take the call to Dallas, Texas. In the meantime here, Mike, I'll continue to work with Krista, see if we can get her on. But good morning to you. Mike is one of our Millionaire Club members, obviously a major asset to our team, has built one of the largest organizations within LegalShield that, again, specializes in business solutions. And as I mentioned last Monday, was recently appointed, in fact, a week ago, today, was recently appointed by LegalShield as the Vice President of Training for the company. And just to clarify, this is not a salary position. He's not taking a job with LegalShield. It's really a volunteer position, but he's just going to be an active role. And, Mike, I know you spent some time this last week in ADA in some meetings there and working in your new role, but you might help us understand that role a little better, kind of some of the things that has it for us. What does that mean to us in the field? And we appreciate you so much stepping up and doing that and being a resource for each of us to help our businesses, because training is an essential part of growth. Learning this business, learning how to do this business well, is critical to success, and I know that's a big part of your new focus and what you're going to be doing for the entire company, not just our team. But good morning to you. Merry Christmas, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, fantastic, Mark. And I know we're trying to get Chris on, and I know everybody's excited to hear from her. I'm excited to hear from her as well if we can get her connected. But I'll tell you what, folks, it is an exciting time. I want to echo what Mr. Jim Tanner expressed, which is just a lot of gratitude for, as we close a decade here, for this opportunity and what it's done for us and for our family and for me personally. And it just is an incredible time. Mark, I will just point out, I looked up the weather in Boston, Massachusetts right now, and I can see why Jim is talking about walking the beaches of the world instead of running the snowmobiles and the glaciers right now. But anyway, it has been exceptional. And when you think about all the trips, and but also just the development, the personal development, sitting in conferences and conventions next to people that have achieved incredible things in their lives, and listening to people from stage, getting to meet people and get to know people off stage, in those quiet moments of the busy conventions, it really is overwhelming. And it's just, gratitude is just the best word, the best way to describe that, how I feel about this past decade. I just want to share some thoughts and sentiments, and let me just speak real quickly to this new role, and it's something that I'm excited about. It's something that that I think that we can help make a difference for LegalShield. I'll just be real transparent. I think our team has had a lot of advantages and will continue to have a competitive edge in the things that we do. There are things that we have access to in our back office, training segments, webinars that we've done, that we've been intentional about. We've wanted to provide that for our team, and we'll continue to do so. This is not let's take everything that our team has and go take it to a corporate level, but we did see that there's a difference that can be made at a corporate level as well, and that's the only reason why I'm stepping into this role. I'm excited for it. I did spend the day up in ADA at the LegalShield corporate office this past Wednesday. I went up there and sat in a couple of different corporate meetings, and I'll just echo what I've expressed before, but I did get to see it from a different angle this week, but that is that LegalShield is more serious right now about partnering with the field than they've ever been in the 17 and a half years that I've been here. Mark, in the 25 years that you've been here, I know that that's the same. You've expressed that to me. And really, in the almost 50-year history of this company, there's never been a time like this. There's never been a moment where the corporate office, this corporate staff, has wanted so desperately to partner with the field. And it's not just lip service. That's not just something that they're talking about. I mean, it's something that they are doing. They're saying, look, let's involve our field leaders. Let's make better decisions together. And I don't want to give the impression that it was always, you know, us versus the corporate office. It, you know, it was never anything like that. But it was, for so many years, the corporate office was making decisions that they felt were in the best interest of the field. But when those decisions were rolled out, sometimes they were great. Sometimes the field would sit there and say, eh, I don't know that I would have made that decision. And so it's just this concert. It's working in partnership. We saw that last year with the formation of different committees. We're seeing it now with this Ben Franklin Society. And certainly me being in this role is just another instance of that or evidence of that. And it's something that I'm excited about. I think that when we work together, greater things can happen. We can accomplish more together. And that's what this is all about. So here's one big advantage is that we have such incredible talent out there that we can take advantage of, that we can tap into. And that's something that we want to continue to do as we move into 2020, as we set our vision on this next decade. That's something that I'm very excited about. There's a lot of great talent that we can learn from, a lot of great, incredible individuals that we can benefit from. And so I'm excited to be able to do that. I'm excited to be able to learn from so many others. And we've got that on the call this morning. And Mark Riches, I see where we have Krista Offenberg that just joined us. So let me take the call back to you to introduce Krista. I am so excited to hear from her, our newest $400,000 ring earner. And so with that, Mark, I'll go back to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We were in a long stall, Krista. We appreciate you so much. I know it's very early there in California, 7 a.m., and we appreciate you so much, especially during the holidays, hopping on our Business Solutions call. We've got a lot of folks on the call this morning. First of all, I just want to congratulate you on becoming the newest $400,000 ring earner in Legal Shield. There's only a few people that have ever achieved that in their lives, and you're one of those, and congratulations on that. And Krista is also has earned millions of dollars from her Legal Shield business. And it's been a while since we've had you on the call. Krista, we'd love to have you share your story with everyone. Most of the folks on this call are focused on business solutions, which I know you've made that a focus in your business as well and been very successful in that. But we appreciate you hopping on the call. Merry Christmas to you, and I'll turn it over to you to share with us whatever you want.
Great. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas, and thank you for having me on the call. Sorry, I had it on my calendar for 7 p.m. tonight, not 7 a.m., so I apologize. I'm a little bit late to the call, to the party, but anyways, I was so excited the other day. I got this call from Larry, and he said, I got a call from corporate, and I'm thinking, oh, no, what did I do? You know, am I in trouble? Something like that, you know, you don't know if it's, I used to get calls and years ago, you know, from Catherine Walden. Every time she called, I always was in trouble. So I was like, am I in trouble? And he says, you're the newest $400,000 ring earner. And, you know, I literally just broke into tears. It was so unexpected. I don't know, you know, during this time of the season, as many of you know who are doing business solutions, this is open enrollment season. And this is the time that you've worked all summer long to, you know, start processing those enrollments for January 1st. So it's a super busy time as well, Christmas and, you know, religious holidays, family and friends and travel and everything. So not paying as close as attention to the last 12 months of, you know, where I'm at, and having just had received my $300,000 ring, I just really didn't know that I was that close to 400 and actually had reached 400. So, I mean, I guess that's a nice problem to have, to, you know, get that kind of surprise. And so, you know, I started in this business what seems like a few short years ago. And I literally only started, and some of you can identify who have just started, to make $500 to $1,000 a month so I could stay home from with my kids. You know, by the time that I got home from working, you know, I was really only bringing $500 to $1,000. So I thought if I could be with them more and then, you know, supplement that income with a part-time business, it would really work out better for me versus working full-time and paying for daycare. You know, three boys under four who now today are 25. I have a 23-year-old who's married and a 21-year-old and a 10-year-old daughter. So, you know, a lot has changed in my life in continuing to work this part-time business, to be with my kids, and knowing early on that I wanted to focus on working with companies and offering this as a voluntary benefit to employees to help mitigate the damages that identity theft can cause and building those relationships versus, you know, doing one-on-one memberships or focusing on, you know, massive recruiting efforts. You know, my whole goal was to be able to spend nights and weekends with my kids, and a lot of the events, although I did, you know, go to those, I went to one night meeting a week, Dave Cibola said, and, you know, one Super Saturday a month, and I was able to always make those sacrifices. But to do that, you know, I know a lot of people that do the networking side do that every night and every weekend, and that's great, but that wasn't really going to work for all the curricular activities I had going on in school and things with my kids during the nights and weekends. So I really needed to be able to work during normal quote-unquote business hours or quote-unquote while they were in school. And this business has been perfect working around their schedule. I always say I work banker's hours. They go to school, and I go to work, and when they're off school, then, you know, I'll take phone calls, and, you know, of course, I'll go to enrollments and appointments, but, you know, I've always been able to work around their schedule. And, you know, Larry Smith, who brought me into the business many years ago, taught me to, you know, always work the beginning of the month like it's the end of the month. And so there's many people right now during the holiday season that are scrambling for those last-minute sales and, you know, getting those numbers in. And as you're coming to Vision 2020, you know, coming into 2020, you know, it's a perfect time to start setting some of those goals so that you can start transitioning your business to start doing that. Because if you can work the beginning of the month, by the end of the month, you're working into the next month. And I've done that for years now. And since 1990, I mean, you know, eight, and some of you probably maybe on the phone weren't even born yet. I don't know. Literally, I've been doing that, and I've qualified as an executive director and as a performance club member to earn those car bonuses every single month by working the beginning of the month like the end of the month. So by the end of the month, I'm already thinking about now 2020. My vision for next year, for next month, I'm already working on that. And then by the middle of the month, in January, I'll be working on February and making those contacts. But it's a great time to, I specialize in working with groups under 200, going out and working with either insurance brokers or through referrals or directly with groups. And what I recommend for some of you who are on the phone, maybe some of you who are new and how I started, I've got a lot of groups now in a lot of different areas because I feel like you know, in this specialty of this B2B solutions world, you know, I'm an expert and I stay in my lane. But it's nice to be able to go out and work with companies initially. Maybe you have some experience or background, something other than either benefits, legal, or identity theft. You know, maybe you were in the mortgage business, the real estate business, the banking business. You know, I always ask people when I'm doing these training, what's your background? Because you already know what those employees are going through and what they're being faced with because you might have been one of those employees or you might have run one of those type of companies. So that's really a great place to start your business. Then as you become the expert, obviously, in Legal Shield and ID Shield and understanding all the benefits, you then can really just kind of branch out to anywhere and do anything. So that's where I started working with. My background was in working with doctor's offices, and I was the office manager for a pediatrician and the chief of staff, OBGYN, of Irvine Medical Center, which is now Hoag. And I worked with them, and I learned a lot from working in that office, from pharmaceutical reps coming in and doing lunch and learns and things like that. But I understood and felt like those type of employees and nurses, doctors, you know, those were my people. And so I started working with medical facilities. I started working with hospitals. And now I work with Huntington Hospital here in California in Pasadena. They have over 4,000 employees. I work with Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. They have over 8,000 employees. You know, I was fortunate to get to work with some large accounts early on. And there's some small medical centers now that I'm smaller medical centers under 200 that I'm working with in the area here. And quite a few of those have been great businesses to get to know and to get a really good participation from. Also, my children's father, my ex-husband, is a police officer, and so I handled all of our benefits, and working with law enforcement, you know, made sense. So, you know, these type of things just kind of made sense as you're building that business and who you're going to contact, what are you going to say to them. And some of the easiest things that I use as part of my conversation with employers is trying to help them. Do you have a plan in place to help mitigate the cost or, you know, identity theft? Everybody knows now. I mean, we've started identity theft and legal, and it used to be people didn't know, but everybody knows identity theft. Everybody's been affected by some form of identity theft. They all know someone that's had a nightmare story about identity theft. So they know how important it is to have something in place, and being able to provide it as an employee benefit. Obviously, you know, then you have 70% of identity theft victims that have legal problems. And so primarily we're selling that combination package, which is great, at an employee discounted rate, waiving any type of enrollment fees for them and allowing them to do it payroll deducted. And then there's just all the great options of how they can enroll, you know, in the plan through their employer. So that's what I did, is I started, you know, contacting employer groups that, you know, really were in my wheelhouse, which was my comfort zone, in trying to make sure that they understood how important it was to mitigate those damages and working with those. And staying within, you know, my area. I didn't want to really travel too far either. If any of you live in Orange County or know the L.A. market, you know, I seem so close to L.A., which I really am. I'm only like 30, 40 minutes from L.A., but if you live here, you know, you can't get there and get back within a several-hour period during certain times of the day. So, you know, I wanted to try to stay close enough so that I could be there to get my kids out of school, be there to get them to their practices or to dance or, you know, to their dance practices or whatever they have to do. And I just want to share a quick story, which I had shared with someone in my office the other day about, you know, my story of starting in Legal Shield up until getting to 400. You know, my first year when I started, as I said, I only wanted to make 500 to 1,000 a month, and between July and December of that year. I started in March and, you know, just was getting my feet wet, start figuring it out, you know, all that stuff. And so between when I went essentially what you would say full time, 3 months after I had stopped working and went, you know, essentially full time, part time, you know, in my business, I wasn't doing anything, any other businesses. And I made $1,000 a month. So $7,000 essentially was my first, you know, half year in the business. And then my next year, I made $18,000. You know, and this, again, this is working about 10 hours a week with small children. You know, I had other friends that were in real estate and they had started to do quite well, or they were just getting, you know, out of college and they were starting their first jobs and, you know, they were doing okay as well. So, you know, I was kind of feeling like I was a little behind. But what my dad kept reminding me is, you're building a business for the future with residual income. And my dad was in real estate, and it was something I always sort of had seen myself doing. And my dad said, every sale, commercial sale, or every this or every that, or the couple of years in high school when he didn't make any money and was real worried, you know, he said, it's always a constant hustle. You know, once you make that sale, you get that commission, you pay off all your marketing expenses and everything else, how much is left, and then you've got to go do it again. and do it again with multiple people, which is great. And, you know, you can buy real estate for residual income and all of that, but it really is a sale-to-sale process, right? If my dad stopped working or something happened, that income was going to stop. There was no residual that was going to be coming in to support the lifestyle we had become accustomed to. You know, my dad was, very successful. So, you know, we had become accustomed to a very nice lifestyle. And that all literally could have changed had he not planned that. And it did change for many people who were in the real estate industry. I was here to witness that, you know, several years ago. So he said, you need to get something with residual. You need to get in the insurance business. And when I looked at Legal Shield, everything about this company reminded me of an insurance business, all the way how we're compensated, because we're receiving an advance commission up front, which no company does. You're being able to get paid on your benefits of your membership for the lifetime of those memberships, regardless if a broker of record comes in and takes that group over, or another associate ends up getting the group, or you decide to just keep your membership and not work as much, and transfer the group to another associate on your team. Those memberships that you've sold, you get paid on for the lifetime of that membership. And that's a unique way that we do business that no other company out there in this industry does business. And a lot of companies also don't pay advance commissions the way that we've been getting paid, and getting paid advance commissions practically every day of the week. I mean, even on the weekends, I see direct deposits now. So once I, second year, 18,000, and then the third year, I think I was at, 19 or 20,000. I had another baby in there, back to back, and then 24. And then I got up to 56, and then I hovered around 88,000, 90,000 for, 5 or 6 years maybe. And the reason I hovered around there wasn't because I couldn't get over 100. There was just a block within me that really didn't think I'd never made that much money before. I didn't think that I was maybe deserving, or I didn't know. But once that block was released and someone had shared, the only person that's getting in the way of you getting to the next level is you, right? Which was me. You know, look between your ears, and that's the person that's getting in the way. And through the personal development and listening to, presentations like Mark and Mike Riches have given, who, I think are the best in this company for sure, and getting some personal development help and, reading some books and doing things like that, something was released within me. It was like the beast was released. Nothing could stop me. Then I hit 100. And from that 100 to 250 was like 17 months. And between 250 then up to 300, happened pretty quickly. And then within a year, maybe just a little over a year, I get that call last week from Larry that I've hit 400. And I truly believe this next year or the year after, I can go to the next level, and that, nothing can literally stop me. And I have a lifestyle now that, I never dreamed about. Now I dream about it all the time. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What do I want to do? My bucket list. What can I check off? I have the time freedom to see my son in Montana if I want to. And I think about, my daughter-in-law's mom, who hasn't been able to fly there. She's not been able to see them. She's on a very limited budget. She struggles every day, paycheck to paycheck, paycheck between paycheck. She can't get her car fixed because she can't. And I feel just, horrible about the situation that she's in, and because of Legal Shield and the business that we've all built, I'm able to, make decisions and choices without having to think about the gas prices going up, or without having to think about, staying somewhere that I don't want to stay, or doing something I don't want to do, or, being able to go to Cabo every other month to see my family and my friends and do those things that, we have, we wanted to do, and be able to enjoy being at all my daughter's dances, recitals. And, many of you know who have kids that are athletes and are doing things out there. It's very expensive. And as a single parent, I'm responsible for all of that, all sort of rides on my shoulders. So, to pay for dance, you know, you tally that up, and there's a lot of money going out there. So, but Legal Shield has just been, you know, working the beginning of the month like the end of the month. Keep doing what I'm doing and doing more of it. You know, continuing to build those relationships and offering that A-list service. I am maybe a little different than some of the associates that are out there doing solutions. I'm a full-service associate for my broker. I'm also a full-service associate for the client. I don't want them to call Legal Shield directly. I want them to call me, and that may add a little extra work, but I know where to go and who to call, just like you do, to get the questions answered, to help set up the EDI feeds and do all that. There's a great support system at Legal Shield for the Solutions Elite and that group resources and for people in the Solutions Division to be able to assist us with. But sometimes I will say, quite honestly, it can be a little frustrating for a client or a broker to call directly and not necessarily get the answer that they want or be talking to the person in the right division. So we know who to call. We know where to get those answers. And it just seems like it's a lot easier for me. And then with LS at Work, we're able to help with enrollments. We're able to download an invoice for a client. We're able to look and see what an effective date is and just handle those little things that, you know, a client says, thank you so much for handling that for us. You know, I made a call and it, you know, was really frustrated and this and that and the other. Da, da, da. You, oh, thank you for responding, right? I keep my phone, my email on my cell phone like you all do. I respond right away. Hey, I'm out in enrollment meetings. I'll get this to you tomorrow. Is that okay? Oh, yeah, thank you so much for responding. You know, it's the little things. And then getting people to use that membership is so important as well, the employees using the membership. Because once they use it one time for something small, they get some good advice or, you know, they feel like they've got some peace of mind, they will never quit the membership. I've had the membership now for 24 years. The first time I called to get advice regarding a leak in my house, and they wrote a letter, whether I was with this business or not, I was never going to, you know, cancel that membership. So whoever sold me that membership was my dad. Still to this day, 24 years later, is making the residual off that membership. I have associates who've gone on to do other businesses or have you know, one girl whose mom got sick and she couldn't work anymore, and she's still making $800 a month in residual income and calls me and says, soon, you know, when my mom gets better, I'm getting back. I can't believe this. I can't believe I'm still getting paid. This helps so much. You don't even understand. I'm here with my mom. It's so, you know, blah, blah. You know, it's literally can help change people's lives forever. And during this holiday season, I truly feel, you know, so blessed. And, you know, my job today, you know, one day it was about the money, one day it was about the recognition, and today it's about wanting to help and share with other, you know, single parents and single mothers out there to share, you know, if I can do this, just an average girl, you know, I didn't have any hidden talents, I didn't have any experience, I didn't come into this thing with anything other than wanting to make a difference. If I can do this, you can do this too. And I've been so fortunate to be able to love what I do passionately to where that I can make this kind of money because I'm not employable at $400,000 a year. I'm not even employable at $250,000 a year with a college degree. And I couldn't put enough hours in to make that kind of money. And if something were to happen where I needed to take care of one of my kids or I needed to take care of a parent or I needed to do something, which we've seen many associates who've built their careers take care of their husbands or their spouses or, you know, their friends or family, and they've had to, you know, take a back seat. If I had to do any of those things, I have insurance, life insurance that's paying me while I'm living. If I don't get out of bed, I can't get out of bed, or something were to happen, I'm making multiple six figures a year now without having to really do anything. And that's exactly what my dad taught me. He said he was out on the golf course. He plays a lot of golf. And he was out there with, you know, some of his retired friends. And this was early before I had, you know, figured out what I was going to do. And luckily, I've been able to stay with one company for so long. And he said, Krista, you got to go in the insurance business. I said, why, Dad? He said, I'm playing golf with these guys, you know, and I've been fortunate to make some good investments, but these guys are making $400,000 a year on residual, and they're not working anymore, hanging out in Palm Springs, golfing, traveling, and they're able to now bring their kids into their businesses to work with them. That's what you need to do. If you want to build for your future, you need to build residual income. And this is a business that, a business model, you can still do that. Most people know the insurance brokers we work with in the old days, you know, when some of us started in this business, you were able to own your book of business. It really doesn't work that way anymore unless you own the company. All of you, if you leave the company, your book of business stays with the company and you are an employee. So you're no longer going to get paid from that book of business. So I don't see anything else in the industry anywhere else that can give you the future that we've now got here within our businesses to build a truly a residual income that nobody can take from you with, you know, selling those memberships and being able to get paid on those memberships for the lifetime of those memberships. It's literally unheard of. And there's a lot of companies that still don't know about us. There's a lot of brokers that are waiting out there to be working with you. And, you know, when you bring this to them, do you currently offer this to your clients? They might have heard of us. They may have not heard of us. They, you know, haven't jumped on board yet. And it's a great time for you to bring them in and be their full service associate. And because brokers are busy doing their health and dental and all their other benefits out there, they don't want to really necessarily, all of them don't want to learn Legal Shield. Some of them do, and that's great. Those that do, I like them and I love working with them. And they want to have control. But if they don't, then I will be their full service associate. You bring me the quote, I'll do the quote. I'll do the implementation paperwork for the the group setup. I'll come out and do the enrollments. I'll handle all the materials. You know, we set up a fair split so it makes it worth it for everything. And then I do all the work. And they see the money come in, they go, great. And then they trust me with their business because that's their business. And they say, we're going to place all our business. Well, that's great because then, you know, if they don't, then somebody else might come direct and place the business with them. So it just seems to make sense to start working with some of those brokers that are hungry for a little extra money and a little, you know, adding some additional benefits to be a little bit more competitive in a market that's, you know, pretty competitive out there. For us, we're still seeing that a lot of companies don't have legal or identity theft yet. You know, they've heard about it. They might have been presented a couple years ago or a year ago, but they still don't have it. So I'm still not seeing even the competition out there in our space, and the opportunity is literally endless. So I hope you embrace the opportunity. Hope you take this time to enjoy the Christmas holidays with your family and your friends. And, you know, get ready for, and you don't have to wait. You know, companies are still taking calls now. They're still doing enrollments. So there is some last-minute stuff you can do here in the last week of the year, which many companies are doing, and making sure. I've already got several meetings set up for January. I want to hit the ground running. I don't want any delays. I don't want to wait. I feel like if I don't hit it in January, I'll have to wait till February. And, you know, that's just not the way that I work. I treat the beginning of the month like the end of the month. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to do more of it and not going to get that out of order. So thank you so much, everybody, for having me on the call. I apologize that I got my my calendar time wrong, but I'm so glad I was able to jump on and share a little bit of my story with everybody. And I hope that you'll reach out to me and you'll share your stories with me. And if there's anyone that I can help or, you know, give any extra guidance to along the way, please let me know.
Thank you so much, Krista. Wow, what an incredible training. And we just love your passion and your belief. It comes across very strongly, even though it's a conference call and we can't see you. amazing, fantastic information you shared with us this morning, and we appreciate you getting up early and sharing that with us. Congratulations on your success, the amazing lifestyle that you've created for yourself and your family. I think it's amazing that you started out wanting to earn an extra $500 to $1,000 a month, which was exactly what I got in the business for 25 years ago. But now you're earning over $1,000 a day on average at a $400,000 a year income. And what an amazing change that is. You know, from earning $1,000 a month to $1,000 a day is a big difference in the lifestyle that you can create for you and your family, and the sharing of that with others that you can provide. I remember thinking, just like you mentioned, the struggle of getting started in this business. And I remember one day I was like, you know, I think it would be easier. I might have told my wife, Jennifer, this. I think it would be easier to go get a job, just go get a regular job. And it's exactly right. It is easier. That is the easier way. Just go get a job and get a guaranteed salary and not have to worry about all the stresses of this. But I love the advice your father gave you. You're building a business for the future with residual income. And if it's hard to put in words how powerful that is, but I can tell you this, hands down, it's a lot better avenue to go. Build a business with residual income, and that's what you've done. That's what many, many people, over 10,000 associates receive a residual income check on a regular basis from Legal Shield. It's a real opportunity with powerful residual income. Again, thank you so much, Krista, for sharing with us, especially during this holiday week here, and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Krista has over 15,000 personal sales, and we're so blessed to have her on the call this morning. Krista mentioned advance commissions. I was thinking as she spoke about an associate a while back who left our opportunity and went on to sell something else. They joined some other sales company, and they came back and approached me and said, hey, you ought to be involved in this. I don't even remember what the product was. But I remember asking him, having kind of a dialogue with him, and I said, well, you know, if you sell $50 worth of your product, how much do you make? And I remember him kind of being evasive with the answer. They said, well, it's not that way. You know, I'm paid five different ways. I said, well, add all the five ways up. You know, how much do you make? If you sell $50, I was trying to explain, if I sell $50 of our product right now, I make $280 at the executive director level. I make probably $15 more than that or more at the platinum level. But, you know, it's $280 at on a $50 product. If I go sell a $50 product today, I'll get paid tomorrow $280. I was trying to explain, how much do you get paid? Well, it ended up being about $20. And I said, you know, I don't see how I would ever be able to leave an opportunity that's paying me $280 on a product, on a $50 product, for something that pays $20. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So I told him, when you find something that pays over $280, call me. I want to be your first call and let me know. I want to look at that. But until that, I have no interest in getting a, you know, downsized in a pay grade, just because I, you know, there was really no reason. And you know, I've used that test against many opportunities that have been presented over the years, and that's why after 25 years I'm still with Legal Shield. That's why Krista Offenberg is still with Legal Shield. That's why Mike Rich is still with Legal Shield. We have the very best business opportunity today. We have advanced commissions, 12-month advanced commissions. As Krista said, no one does that. I mean, literally, I've not found another company that pays that much money up front. On top of that, that's a huge deal. And then on top of that, we have the lifetime residual income that continues to pay us not for our life, but for the life of that member, which can last way beyond our life. We have unlimited market potential. You know, even though the company's been in business almost 50 years, we have just less than 1% of the market. We have superior products and services, which continue to get better every single day and continue to improve. I think, you know, just a few years ago, we didn't have an app. we didn't have a ability to access our product on a phone. And all of that's changed now. We have made our product more accessible, and the products and services have improved greatly. And then on top of all that, we have excellent training and support. And this call this morning is a great example of that. Just appreciate Krista so much taking time and being on the call. Mike, I know you were pleased to hear what Krista shared as well. I'll turn the call back over to you to wrap it up.
Well, absolutely. Krista, thank you so much for sharing this morning. As Krista is talking, I just am so grateful for her willingness to get on this call early in the morning there in California to be on here live and to share just from her heart how authentic and how genuine that is, what this opportunity has meant for her. So, Krista, we really, really do appreciate your leadership and your willingness to get on here and to share. And I think it's just a really appropriate time, again, as we close out a decade here, This is a great time to think about the future. And I'm a big fan of always kind of thinking 12 to 24 months out, and I think that that's important. But sometimes it's really good to take a farther step back and to think about 5 years from now and even 10 years from now. What is this business going to look like for you? And, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about the system of employee benefits marketing, getting your leads ready and prospecting. And that, you know, that's something that is so vital to our business. And then, of course, doing decision maker meetings and enrollment presentations and account management, servicing the active groups that we have. And it is a great system, and it's a system that I hope that you put into real practice as you move into 2020. If 2019 was your best year ever with LegalShield, fantastic. I want 2020 to be better. If 2019 wasn't what you wanted it to be in LegalShield, that's fine. I want 2020 to be so much better. And the system that we teach in employee benefit sales is a big part of that, but sometimes we don't talk about that end goal. We do. I mean, we talk about residual income, but I don't know that we really clearly define what that path could look like. And I think Krista did a fantastic job of doing that this morning. And if you caught, there were really three things that she talked about. She talked about kind of three different paths that you can go down. And maybe a pathway isn't the right way to describe that, because most people that have been with LegalShield for a while and have developed a solid long-term income like Krista has, they're doing some kind of combination of these three. But, again, these three kind of options that we have, one is the residual income. And what that means to me is if I'm prospecting lights out today, if I set a huge prospecting goal in 2020 to prospect so many companies every week and to make so many phone calls or in-person visits every day, that's great, but I don't want to be doing that 10 years from now. I don't want to be doing that even 5 years from now. I want to be able to scale that back some. I might still be prospecting 5 years from now, especially if I'm just getting started, but I want to be able to scale that back. And so residual income is something that allows me to do that. As I build my residual income, all of a sudden, I might not have to go out and produce every month the way that we've been taught, the way that I would have to right now. The second option, the second thing that Krista talked about was account management. You know, having somebody help you manage your accounts and just managing your own accounts. You know, that's something that is a very viable aspect of our business that, again, I don't know that we talk about very much or enough. But it's a very real thing. If I have a goal to open two groups every month in 2020, that's an aggressive goal, and it's a strong goal, and it's a good goal. It's also a reasonable goal. It's something that I can accomplish. But if I just follow that path, if I go down that road and I'm opening two groups every month, by the end of the year, I've got 24 new groups. Well, in 2021, although I still will be prospecting, I'll still be opening new groups, I also need to go service those 24 new groups that I opened in 2020, which is going to take some of my time. But it's also a lot easier than opening a new group as far as the activity involved. Once I have that relationship with that decision maker, you know, I can come back in on an annual enrollment meeting. I can maybe attend some new hire orientations. But I'm going to be writing business from my existing accounts. And then, like Krista said, you know, at some point, that book of business, those active accounts get so large that you start involving other people as well. They might be in your team, they might not be. But you have someone else that goes in and manages an account for you or does some enrollments for you, and you just set it up on a split. Well, let me tell you, that's another long-term option that really makes this business attractive. Those accounts are assets for you that are going to continually throw off money, whether you're actively working those or not. But we've got people on our team that in 2020, they made a really great income, and they did not open a whole lot of new groups. They opened some, but nothing like back when they first got started, because so much of their income came from servicing active accounts. And then, of course, you know, building a team as well. And Krista talked about that with recruiting brokers. And of course, you know, such a big emphasis for us has been recruiting people that want to do business solutions, recruiting people that see the vision of employee benefit sales the way that we saw the vision of employee benefit sales. And that's an exceptional way to again, just kind of replace that upfront activity as time goes on. And I was thinking about that as Krista was talking. That's not something that we have always focused on, that we've always, you know, painted that picture from day one. And maybe shame on us for not. I think that we've tried, especially as we talk about residual income. But if I'm just getting started, or if I'm just getting serious about my business, I want to know that if I work really hard in 2020, if I really put the pedal to the metal, that by the time 2025 comes around, or by the time that I'm closing out this next decade, that picture has something for me, that I'm not going to have to be on the phone every day making 50 prospecting calls, that there is an end goal, that there is an end game for me that is attractive. And as Mark and Krista both said, I don't know of any business that presents a more attractive end goal than Legal Shield, with residuals, with the fact that you've got accounts that you can manage and that get other people to help with, and, of course, with the team building aspect as well. And all of that combined with that upfront commission, that advance commission that Mark referred to as well, and that Krista did as well. I'm just telling you, I love having that vision. I love having that big picture. And especially right now as we close out a decade, it's a great time to be thinking about that. So again, a huge thank you to Ms. Krista Offenberg for sharing that with us this morning, and congratulations to her on her new $400,000 ring. Y'all, I will just say I wish all of you a very happy holiday. For those who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. I hope this week is special for you as it is for us. If you don't celebrate Christmas, then happy holidays to you. I hope that you enjoy this week as well. We really are excited for the future and what is just around the corner as we launch into 2020 and close out what has been a phenomenal decade with, again, just so much gratitude in our hearts. A big thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for hosting this morning. Thank you, Mark, for your leadership and all that you do. For Jim Tanner, for speaking to us, and again, for his perspective, and again, to Ms. Krista Offenberg. With that, we'll go ahead and close out the call. God bless all of y'all. Make it a great week.